Country Club FM.
I was a little lighter on the bell today.
Yeah, a little easier.
I abused the bell yesterday. I actually had to take it back to my workshop.
Put it on the
and fix it up in the vise. Had to put it in the vise.
That's right.
And had to straighten out some of the supports in there, but sounds good now.
Sounds clean.
Fine. In fact, I think it actually sounds better.
I think it corrected.
So it was a little flat before. Now it's a little sharp, which I'm okay with sharp. Mm-hmm. I didn't like flat, but sharp is good. So Thursday, May 21st, that'd be today, 142 in, 224 left. Hernando de Soto died on this date. He's the man who discovered the Mississippi for the Europeans.
Oh, sure.
Hernando de Soto, he died along the Mississippi River. He was searching for gold. I don't know if there's any gold along the Mississippi. I don't know who told him. I think what he was looking for was Cibola, the great city of gold, the legendary city of gold.
I could be.
Are you familiar with Cibola?
Yeah.
How would you know about Cibola?
I don't know.
Not from the National Treasure?
Oh, that's
movie. Remember that
what
it, for
oh,
the
yeah,
city
yeah,
of gold?
Yeah. That's right. The
it
city
was
of gold.
Ben Gates looking for the city of gold.
And he found it.
He sure did. They find everything in those movies. They've never been stumped.
I know. It's pretty impressive.
18, although Ben Gates has trouble losing his keys, though. He can't find his keys.
Right.
He can find all these treasures, but he can't find his... 1881, the American Red Cross was founded on this date. Clara Barton, pretty well known. She was a nurse, and she got the Red Cross going. Still going to today. Still being utilized. Is it not, Neil?
It is.
Okay.
Nope.
1927, it started yesterday as reported on the Bob Almanac, and it concluded today.
Lindbergh, dubbed the Lone Eagle, successfully piloted the first solo transatlantic flight, arriving in Paris in 33 and a half hours.
I tell you what, Charles Lindbergh had plenty of nicknames. He was the Lone Eagle. He was the Flying Fool. He was Lucky Lindy. Do you have any nicknames for Lindbergh?
No, Lucky Lindy was the one.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
Little Falls native Charles Lindbergh arrived.
He's one of us.
He arrived in Paris on this date. Now, he just wasn't doing it. Why did you cross the Atlantic Ocean? Because it was there. The old chicken crossed the road
right,
thing.
Right.
It was a prize. There was money on the line. $25,000 for the first person that did that.
That's
transatlantic
a lot of dough
flight.
Back
it is.
Then.
And he wanted it all to himself. That's why he flew by himself. It didn't have to be a solo. From what I could read, it didn't have to be a solo person flying, just anybody. And he went solo, got 25 grand, became one of the most famous people in this country, Neil.
Oh, for sure.
Have you seen, there's a show somewhere where it's an alternate timeline where Lindbergh runs for president and he's a Nazi or something. Have you seen that? Seen the promo? You need to watch more TV. And then 5 years later.
I've done it. Those were Lady Lindy's words when she got out of her machine in the field near the little village of Calmore.
So wouldn't you know it, they give her a nickname, Lady Lindy, Amelia Earhart.
I don't know how she felt about that. But
heroine of the skies. I'm sure she was honored.
She was probably,
Lindbergh was a big, big, big deal. So Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic 5 years after Lindbergh did it. 17 hours. Lindbergh was 33. But in all due respect, Earhart's... her path was shorter. She went from, Newfoundland to Iceland.
Yeah.
Lindbergh went from New York to Paris.
Yeah, a little further.
So, but still, it was a big, big, big deal. 1932. You lived in Iowa, Neil. And you
I
know
did.
I lived in Des Moines. And what they always said, what did they always say in Iowa? Oskaloosa, Iowa is the most progressive town in Iowa. Didn't you hear that constantly when you were down there running the sporting goods store at a Kmart or whatever it was?
Yeah, it was a father-son-owned discount.
It was a mom and pop.
It was in Clinton, Iowa.
A dad and son.
Clinton, Iowa.
Anywhere close to Oskaloosa?
I don't know.
So
no,
Oskaloosa,
I never heard that.
Oskaloosa, Iowa became the first city anywhere in the United States to fingerprint all of its citizens.
Wow.
Cities don't do that now.
No.
They don't just go around and willy-nilly. They'll have fingerprinting campaigns where they'll have, hey, bring your kids in, we'll fingerprint them.
Right.
So we have them, in case something happens, they get lost, et cetera. It's like chipping your pet.
Right.
Can you chip your kids? Put a chip in them. 1980.
What year did they do all the fingerprinting?
1934.
Oh, okay.
1980.
We have a new enemy. Luke Skywalker.
Yes, my master.
He could destroy us.
He's just a boy.
The Empire Strikes Back.
The Force is strong with him.
Episode 5.
That. Son of Skywalker must not become a Jedi.
So this is the one that a lot of people say is the best one of all 9. In the Star Wars, what used to be called the trilogy, the Star Wars saga, mm-hmm. Empire Strikes Back. Give us a full plot recap, Neil, since you've seen it.
I can't. I saw it, though. I was at a drive-in theater down in the aforementioned Clinton, Iowa, 1980.
And they didn't show Back to the Future down there, or the Empire Strikes Back, or
yeah.
Police Academy? Did you see Police Academy?
No, not there.
So that was 1980. How about in 81, Nassau Coliseum?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, look out!
Islanders.
The New York Islanders have won the Stanley Cup for the second consecutive year.
And of course, they defeated our Minnesota North Stars. It was a magical run to the Cup that year.
It sure
for the
was.
North Stars.
It was a lot of fun.
They lost, though, 4-1. They lost this day to on the island, 5-1 to the Islanders. Islanders would go on to win 4 in a row.
Yeah,
that was their second straight. That was an era of dynasties, because just prior to that, Montreal won 4 in a row, and then the Islanders won 4 in a row. And then Edmonton won 4 out of 5. And then 5 out of 7 or 5 out of 8, whatever it was in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
You don't see that quite as much. There's a little more parity in the National Hockey League now.
Yeah. The Islanders were loaded. They were
Well, they
amazing.
Had everybody.
Yeah.
They had Mike Bossy, Billy Smith, Butch Goring, the Nystrom character.
Right.
So that was, didn't they have a pot bin?
Yes, they did.
1983 this day.
I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
This song by Todd Rundgren hit number 63 on the rock and roll pop charts. It's a peppy tune. I got mixed emotions about it because they play this for the Packers when they score a touchdown at Lambeau Field. Have you heard this when the Packers score a touchdown?
I think I have.
Are you too busy going into a fit of anger?
Yeah.
Pounding your head against the wall because the Packers have just scored a touchdown.
That's perfect time to flip over to Gunsmoke.
Well, it's bang the drum, so why not bang your head on the wall? So that was 83. Same date. This was the number one song.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
David Bowie, number one, 1983. How about 90?
All right, Bob. What is it?
Well, I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
I'm happy for you. Good night.
Nothing made sense in this place. I mean, the maid was an heiress. Her husband talked in alliteration. The handyman kept missing the point of things. And then there were these three woodsmen. But only one of them talked.
And their names were Larry and my brother. Well, what was it? I'm Daryl. This is my other
brother Daryl.
My name is. Was it Larry? What was the guy's name? I don't know. Larry and Darryl. The Daryls. Yeah, it was Larry and the Daryls. I'm Larry, and this is my brother Daryl, my other brother Daryl. So, right. Newhart, final episode. They brought back Suzanne Pleshette.
That was
Bob
classic.
Newhart. He's in bed with Mary Fran, then all of a sudden he's in bed with Suzanne Pleshette. Who's next? Lonnie Anderson? I mean, come on, Bob.
It was
Newhart.
Classic.
Out punting his coverage, but he was a funny man.
He was.
They say sense of humor is pretty important when it comes to attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in 90.
This is the true story. True story.
7 strangers picked to live in a loft
and have their lives taped. To find out what happened.
TV would not be the same. It was kind of the birth of the modern reality TV, the real world on MTV on this date. And I want to say that that's a low point for television, or the beginning of a low point.
Yeah, beginning of the end there,
television.
Yeah.
Never watched it, but it was on MTV. It was kind of a big deal. In 99, where were you when this happened, Neil?
And the outstanding diva is... The streak is over, Susan Lucci!
They finally like her. They finally like her. She finally won.
It was a very emotional moment for me, Jim.
18 winless nominations. She'd gone 0-18.
Wow.
And she was the Terry Felton of daytime television. So that was in 1999. 2017.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ashley Vargas, your pre-flight host. Now, before we get things started this evening, I have one question for all of you. Are you ready for the epic Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey final performance?
The exact same place where the North Stars lost in 81. In 2017, the same building, Nassau County Coliseum on the island, is where Barnum & Bailey Circus performed for the last time in New York after performing there for 146 years.
Wow.
They
That's quite a run.
Big circuses like that, they were kind of falling out of favor.
Yeah.
Elephants and things, they didn't like the animals being treated, whether or not they were mistreated or not, but there's just too much pressure on these people in these places to continue doing what they were doing. So they just closed up shop. That was a state 2017. And then a year ago.
So do you want to be buried, cremated? How about composted? Washington just became the first state to allow human composting, and a company called Recompose will be the first to offer, quote, liquid cremation starting next year.
I'd like to see that guy in Channel 9 on Saturday mornings, the Australian guy. I'd like to see him bring up human composting, or composting, as he says it. And he's gonna plant some basil. But, yeah, human composting became legal in Washington State. Boy, this sure is good sweet corn. Well, you know, we fertilized it with Uncle Bob, so it should be good.
That is unbelievable. I have not heard that.
Birthdays now.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down.
One of the three Isley brothers, Ronald Isley, still with us and still shouting.
Don't forget to say.
He gets quiet. He's really weird. He gets quiet all of a sudden, and he starts jumping up and shouting. Ronald Isley is 79. Poor Bobby Cox. We beat him in 91.
Yeah.
He didn't like Ken Herbeck. Bobby Cox. And then he did eventually win one World Series with those Atlanta Braves.
After winning 11 titles in a row, you would...
Division titles, yeah. Nice run for them. Bobby Cox, 79.
So if it's gonna be this way, don't worry, baby, I can take another day. If you see me walking,
I have a nice selection of light rock hits today on the Bob Almanac. I hope you're impressed and satisfied. Bill Champlin singing here for Chicago. Played guitar, little keyboards, did some vocals. Bill Champlin, 73 today. This is Yacht Rock right here. One of the best white man afros in all of light rock, Leo Sayer. Whoa, 72 today. Al Franken, he's one of us.
I don't have to be a great basketball player. I don't have to be a great basketball player. I don't have to dribble the ball fast or throw the ball into the basket. I don't have to dribble the ball fast or throw the ball in the basket. Because all I have to do is be the best Michael I can be.
This is Michael Jordan. I don't think they should have broke this down. They should have dedicated an entire episode.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I was disappointed they didn't dedicate an entire episode of The Last Dance to this one skit. It was huge. Neil, your thoughts?
Pretty good.
Al Franken is 69 today. Former senator, Saturday Night Live, disgraced senator, had
to
leave.
They got a little problem there.
And you know what? Timing was everything. If we would have had social distancing a few years ago at the state fair, he wouldn't have gotten in any trouble.
He probably
would have had no problem. So Al Franken is 69. Mr. T.
I ain't going to no airport, Hannibal. I ain't going to fly with that crazy fool, Murdoch.
Isn't Murdoch kind of crazy?
If he's flying, then we are dying.
Mr. T, 68, that's him on the A-team. And, of course, he was also Clubber Lang.
No, I don't hate Balboa, but I pity the fool. And I will destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
What's your prediction for the fight, then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
And that's what it was, especially in that first fight with Rocky Balboa.
He pummeled Rocky.
And he did come out and proposition Adrian.
Yes, he did.
When they were unveiling the Rocky statue. Because he was a real man, that Mr. T.
Man, yeah. Come over to my apartment.
A lot of jewelry. Mr. T, 68.
This is Mona. Hi, Davey. They actually like different kinds of music. If I play the Beatles, the begonias perk up. If I play Beethoven, they wither. The ferns very definitely like the Boston Pops. But everybody loves Mozart.
Billy, we got to talk. As Taggart would say. We need to ask Mark A. next time he's in. If we play Beatles for our plants, what kind of music are best for plants?
Yep. We're going to make a note and ask that question.
That's Judge Reinhold, 63.
He was good in that. Really good.
Ken Herbeck, he's one of us.
I'm Herbie.
I'm Bruno.
And we're the Bruise Brothers.
Date, September 11th. Time, 3 p.m. Bruno and I mobilize our vehicle.
How can Ken Herbeck not be one of your favorite all-time twins, really, for
he's
anybody?
He's got to be.
The address.
Great character. Love pro wrestling.
Metrodome. Our vehicle and behave as inconspicuously as possible.
Plus, he knows science. He knew that Ron Gantz... once you put an object in motion, it tends to stay in motion. It's called inertia, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Gant's inertia took him off of first base in, game two of the 91 series?
Yeah, it was costly.
Passed through the locker room relatively unnoticed.
So Ken Herbeck, he's 60 today.
Nice. Bloomington,
can you
Kennedy
believe
boy,
that? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Ricky Williams, the running back. Remember when Mike Ditka traded all of his draft picks pretty much to get Ricky Williams?
Yes.
Mike Lynn called him up and said, yeah, do it.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Ricky Williams, happy birthday.
He liked his weed.
43, and he had very long hair. You could tackle him, but it was legal to tackle him by his hair. Ricky Williams, and he's 43 today. And our rapper of the day is Max B. Max B, 42.
All right, on the gone but not forgotten category, financier Armand Hammer. He was the chairman of the Occidental Petroleum Company, Armand Hammer.
You're a big Occidental guy, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. 1898. Hall of Fame blues composer Fats Waller was born on this day in 1904.
How fat was he, Neil?
Yeah, he's chopped in the chubby section.
Because you got Fats Waller, Fats Domino, Minnesota Fats. Let's just say, shopped in the Husky section at JCPenney.
That's not a bad thing.
No. You're not going to shame them.
No, absolutely not. You remember he was both Perry Mason and Ironside.
Might as well save the taxpayers the cost for picking me up.
Shouldn't like to be in your shoes.
Now that you mention it, Bob, they do pinch a little.
Yes.
Ironside's Perry Mason, 1917.
That was from Perry Mason.
For the great Raymond Burr.
He was not in his wheelchair there.
No.
He was able to walk.
Singer and actor Dennis Day was born on this day, 1918. I know my mom or dad bought it, a Dennis Day Christmas album. And
sounds delectable.
It was average, I would call it. Actress, comedian Peggy Cash, you may remember her, 1924. She was a popular panelist on To Tell the Truth. That's why I remember her best. That was, again, 1924. Actor David Groh, 1939.
I'm going out tonight, and I want to have a great time. Now, if I'm worried about what you're doing every single minute, I won't be having a great time, will I? You understand?
I don't need a babysitter.
Oh, talk to him, will you?
Hey, Donnie, that's Sesame Street. It's a really great show, isn't it?
Hey, you don't have to talk down to him.
What do you think of Meet the Press, Don?
Oh, man, I was so jealous of him because, at 5 years old, I had a big crush on Rhoda.
Yeah, she was one of the brunettes that you like.
And then eventually when I realized that I couldn't have her, I didn't want Joe to have her, I was really hoping that she would connect with Carlton the doorman. That they would get something going, but it just didn't work.
Yeah, David Groh was that actor in Rhoda. played Rhoda's husband, also in Baywatch and other things, 1939. And our gone but not forgotten rapper of the day is Notorious B.I.G.
Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Was born on this day, 1972. And they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot Captain Apollo from Battlestar Galactica.
Shiva, there's not a person aboard the Galactica I wouldn't lay down my life for and do every day.
I'm sure you can't know everyone as well as you should.
I know the lady you're upset about.
Do you?
Yes, he does. He knew a lot of the ladies on Battlestar Galactica. I got him and Starbuck.
Lucky man.
They would be often at the Battlestar Galactica bar. And, you know, they did quite well.
Yeah.
Richard Hatch, who played Apollo.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Hatch, he's 75 today. Passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon? Mark A. did not stick around. We started to tell him all the duties that he would need to do and all the things that he would need to accomplish during the Bob-a-thon. He hightailed it out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, he was out of here quicker than you could say Bob-a-thon or no repeat workday. Would you like to start out with Lee Greenwood, Dixie Road? Because we know I come in here many times and Neil's sweating up a storm, so I don't know what he obviously has a lot to do during this hour.
Right.
Kenny Chesney, George Strait, Shift Work, or Trace Atkins, I Left Something Turned On at Home.
Yeah, I like... Let's go Big Trace this morning.
Here it is.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River.